The first thing to do when you find yourself in a hole is stop digging. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheath, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principled Policy. And along with me today, as usual, is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaels.
Good to be back with you. Yeah, beautiful night out, and we're ready to go on this subject.
Absolutely. Well, folks, as I said in our opener, if you find yourself in a hole, the first thing you got to do is stop digging, meaning you've put yourself in the hole by your own actions. Well, right now we've got somebody in this country who is in a hole, and the hole just keeps getting deeper. Now, that somebody, and we've talked about this, we talked about it at some length last week, is President Barack Obama. The hole that he's dug for himself, well, the shovel he used was his announcement to say that he believes that people of the same gender should be able to be joined together in marriage, which we know is an impossibility by the biblical definition of what marriage is. So, Chuck, that's his shovel. It was his announcement. And then he started digging. And he's dug to the point where now he not only has mainstream conservative pro-family groups and people very upset at him, but he also has a fairly significant contingent of his own Democratic base, especially in the role of African-American ministers who see this as an affront to what they hold dear in the gospel. So those couple of things have created somewhat of a rolling problem for Obama. Now, Chuck, you and I both know that Barack Obama has held this position, truly held this position, and I know somebody's going to parse with this and say, oh no, he was only for domestic partnerships before. Come on. Domestic partnerships is a carefully constructed screen so that you don't have to say you're for homosexual marriage. It's near beer, okay? It's all but.
Yes. We ran a program, I think, last Thursday or Friday. I think it was Friday where we played the progressive radio station out of New York.
Right.
And they made it clear that they understood what Obama's position was before he ran in 2008.
Oh, absolutely. And nobody who was paying any attention whatsoever found this really to be a shock or a surprise that Barack Obama would make this announcement. Now, the only problem was the timing, Charles, because in one sense, on one side of it, and I think we've even mentioned this before, there's a viewpoint that, well, Joe Biden came out and said something off the cuff, like Joe Biden, the vice president, is wont to do.
Is wont to do, yeah.
Because he likes to speak extemporaneously, and that means with your brain turned off. And he basically let the cat out of the bag. And so, therefore, the president, to avoid having a massive PR problem on his hands with another significant portion of the Democratic base, and that being what are called GLBT activists, which that's an acronym for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender. In other words, those who are so deeply in their sin, it's become a psychology for them. He knew that if he didn't come out and affirm and confirm that they would end up shutting off the tap because they're a significant portion of his funding base as well. But Charles, the more I thought about this since last week, the more I'm coming to think that maybe we're being given him a little bit too much credit for just a picking up on a mistake or an accident and making the best of it. I don't believe Joe Biden's announcement was a mistake or an accident whatsoever. It was sort of like the messenger being sent ahead of the conquering force to announce ahead of time what's about to come. And that Obama was doing this specifically for the reason of making sure that he had that out there so that he could raise money off of it going into the summer, which he did. Because immediately after he made this announcement, within a couple of days, he was in Hollywood for a fundraiser where they raised over $1 million in an hour and a half at the home of George Clooney, who is a fairly famous actor. I believe that this announcement was so that he could keep the coffers full.
I think you may be right in that I think he wanted to be able to blame somebody. The problem was, if that was the case, that they sent Biden out to basically let the cat out of the bag, it was a very poorly thought out strategy. Now, let me tell you why. I know some people, now this is anecdotal and do not take this as something that I'm claiming I know this to be the fact across the board. But I know people who are liberal and Roman Catholic who supported him in 2008, he and Vice President Biden in 2008. They are not going to be voting for him this time. And the reason they're not going to be voting for him this time is it's sort of a one thing after another. The economy has not recovered like he promised. Everybody's aware that the games that are being played with the unemployment numbers, we keep hearing about how more and more and more people are being hired, and yet we know all these people that aren't working and can't get a job. And when you actually look, you see things like the fact that the number of people who cannot find a job continues to grow as the unemployment rate shrinks. What that tells you is that there are people who have fallen off the rolls and essentially can't get back on and are now no longer being counted statistically. Okay, you've got that factor. You've got other factors, number of social failures, things that were, and then on top of that, suddenly you come out with people who are religious based and you say gay marriage is fine with me. Well, that's sort of the straw that breaks the camel's back. They were willing to go with him on health care. They were willing to go with him on a number of things. And some of them were not willing to go with him on health care, or they were without the contraceptive thing. So you've got a number of factors all in there. You throw this into the mix, and it looks a little bit disastrous. In fact, what's interesting here is that a group called Equality California pleaded for a supporting brief from Obama's Justice Department in the California Supreme Court hearing.
On Prop 8, yes.
Yeah, on Prop 8. And the Justice Department refused. Now, there's only one reason why they would refuse, especially with Eric Holder at the head. There's one reason they would refuse, and that's because the president told them to refuse. And the reason the president told them to refuse, the only thing I can come up with, is that he knows he's in trouble on this issue.
I think that he's starting to realize that he may be in the weeds on this, but I think what he's also going to start realizing is there's no satisfying that special interest group. He comes out and says that he's in favor of same-sex marriage, but now they want him to up the ante. Now you come in and bring your Justice Department and knock down Proposition 8 in California. You know, the government needs to come in and put their weight behind it and oppose this state passed by the voters initiative to declare marriage between a man and a woman. Now, that's going to set a precedent, Charles, if he does, that they'll come and sue in every state that has a Defense of Marriage Act, including Ohio. And they're already trying to amend or overturn the Ohio amendment by a group that's out here collecting signatures right now to try to get it to the ballot this fall, to change the state's marriage amendment to allow for same-sex pairs to be legally married.
Chuck? Well, there's also a backdoor method going on, and that is with the Ohio Constitution Review Committee.
Well, that's as well, and we'll keep our eye on that to see if there's any hijinks.
Right, and
to come
a lot of people
that.
Don't even know that's going on, but the fact is that that looks to me like a backdoor way of getting rid of the Defense of Marriage Amendment. But you're right. Now, if you'll recall, Obama came out very early in his presidency and noted support for the repeal of the federal DOMA.
Well, he not only did that, Chuck, he also directed Holder in the Justice Department to not defend the federal DOMA against court challenges, which it now has. There's now a lawsuit to find the federal DOMA unconstitutional, and that's part of the strategy, Chuck. I think the reason why he's told the U.S. Justice Department to back off the state level ones is because they're trying to make a case that it should be done on a state by state basis, and that's their rationale for why the federal DOMA should be overturned. If they start getting involved opposing the state level DOMAs, that blows their entire line of reasoning for their federal case. This is a chess match, ladies and gentlemen, and they really know how to play chess, except for the fact that they've got, instead of having rooks, pawns, knights, and bishops with the king and the queen, they have the court jester, Joe Biden, who I think went out and made a move that nobody wanted to make right now, which has now created a ripple effect to where now the gays and lesbians who are not just also happy that he's made history in endorsing us, now they want to put the weight of the federal government, the federal Justice Department, behind all of these suits to tear down these states' Defense of Marriage Acts. And he knows right now that if he's going to dismantle traditional marriage defense in America, He can't have his cake and eat it too. He can't sit there and let the federal DOMA be attacked on the excuse that, oh, well, this is better handled at the state level, and then use the federal government to come in to try to tear down the state level ones at the same time.
Well, there's another issue here, too, and that is he is relying on a very vocal special interest group who tends to set the average American's teeth on edge when they show what they're really about. And what we're seeing here is really a showing of what these guys in the homosexual, gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual community are all about. They're basically all around undermining traditional marriage, traditional morality, and people have a fundamental understanding of that. And again, on that show that we played, I think last Friday, people understood at a visceral level that there was a problem. They couldn't articulate it. In fact, they articulated it very poorly. And I will be quite honest, I blame the church for that. Although I would be willing to bet that a lot of these progressives hadn't sat inside of a church beyond maybe Easter and Christmas, maybe their entire lives, if ever. But the fact is that the church does not articulate its arguments very well at all, and it doesn't teach people how to articulate their own set of arguments very well.
That's true.
And in fact, if you ask most people why they oppose gay marriage, or pardon me, let's not use that terminology, because the fact is it's neither gay nor marriage. It's an attempt to create a counterfeit homosexual marriage. They really couldn't articulate what the reasons are, and they couldn't give you a good reason. The reason that you can't have homosexual counterfeit marriage is because God forbids it. That's the bottom line. Now,
that's
you need
it.
To be able to defend it from that position. But the bottom line position is that God forbids it, and therefore we cannot allow it.
But that's not how the case gets argued mainly.
Oh, of course not.
Because that would be a violation of the separation of church and state to bring that into the play. But it's interesting, Chuck, that one of the arguments that the federal Justice Department is using in opposition to the federal DOMA is that they say that it's discriminatory against what they call a historically persecuted minority that lacks the power to defend itself in the political process. Chuck, I'm not sure, but I've been seeing a lot of big gay rights rulings, and I'm seeing, you know, Proposition 8, even though the voters put it in place, a federal court overturned it because gays went to court to have it blocked. They now have the President of the United States standing up for their key main policy point and social point in their entire special interest agenda. The most, supposedly, surreptitiously, the most powerful person on the planet is endorsing them. I think that the Justice Department's argument about lacking the power to defend themselves in the political process just got itself shot full of so many holes, it's going down in a couple of moments.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's sort of like the Hindenburg being struck by lightning.
Absolutely.
A fireball and a crash, and it's all over with. Yeah, really, this doesn't make sense. Now, discriminated against minority. The attempt to paint not allowing two men or two women or multiple men and multiple women to get married is somehow discriminatory. Well, yes, it is, but not all discrimination is bad.
True.
Inherently. Does it discriminate against this? Yes, it discriminates against the behavior that is forbidden by God, bad for society, and bad for the people engaging in it. You got three bads there. I can't think of anything other than I want it for a good reason. These people want it, and therefore they should have it. It seems to be the argument in favor of it. It's not good for society. It's not good for the people engaged in it, and it certainly is not good for the country.
And it's certainly not good for propagation of the species either.
Well, yeah, the bottom line is two men and two women, they have to hijack the system in order to have a child. And the really sad thing is that we've now allowed, unfortunately, homosexuals to adopt children and continue to perpetuate the myth. Let's face it, these people are teaching their children that it's okay to be something that's not okay in God's eyes. And this is the bottom line. This is the kind of thing that's allowed to perpetuate. And when was the last time you heard of anybody being seriously discriminated against as a homosexual beyond not being able to get married? There are people are already forcing little old ladies to rent second rooms to same-sex couples despite their moral objections to that kind of thing.
That's right.
So, yeah, so much for it. I think the discrimination is actually against people of faith, which should surprise no one. But that being said, Barry, we're out of time.
Of course.
Of naturally. So we would ask you to join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.